from Green Bay, back from Buffalo Wild Wings, back from riding to and fro in a minivan with Ted Johnson everywhere we had to go in the biggest strip mall I've ever seen in my life, getting lost trying to get to a restaurant that was like 5 minutes from the hotel. But we are here to recap that crazy weekend. Red Sox winning, Red Sox losing, Celtics winning. Everything that's gone on in Boston sports. And we're going to start with the Celtics because I heard my boys Jones and Keith debating this, Fitzy. And there is no doubt that this series has been a little bit more of a grind than many expected. Our guy Dan Ball, after game one, called it a warm-up. Well, this doesn't feel like a warm-up. This feels like a bit of a battle, a very physical battle for the Boston Celtics. Yes, they're up 3-1, so the sky is not falling. You're going to win the series, but you know, the beauty points have been absent a little bit, and it certainly seems like by being physical with their skin, the Magic have gotten under the skin of the Boston Celtics a little bit. I'm not sure they all know how to react. Al Horford showing a lot of emotion and energy, I actually think, is to the point where he's kind of looking for extra physicality and reacting maybe when it doesn't need to be there. But the Boston Celtics, they got the win. They were 91-91, and Jason Tatum put them away. That's a nice final effort there for Jason Tatum, 37 points. But are you worried at all? Does this series and the way the playoffs are starting and everybody's banged up, you got Tatum's wrist, you got Brown's finger and knee, you got Porzingis' forehead, you got Drew Holiday missing games. I thought OKC was going to have a tough road to the finals, and that might be a good thing for the Celtics. Now I'm wondering if the Celtics have a physically tough road to their own finals if they get there at all.
The only thing I'm concerned about is the injury level of the Celtics, because at this point now, 50% of the rotation lineup is playing pretty banged up. You've got Holiday missing two straight games. Jaylen Brown's obviously just going to be playing with something until further notice. Tatum got dinged up, managing now, missed a game himself as well. Lord, no. Al Horford is almost 50, for God's sakes. Porzingis was bleeding all over the floor in game two and became a meme and a legend all at the same time. Side note, I'm disappointed that there is not a bar in Boston that has created a brunch Bloody Mary drink called the Bloody Zinger, because that was the image of the series thus far. Orlando has no shot with their 2.5 decent players at keeping up with the Celtics, who have 8.5, 9, 10 excellent to very good players as well. This is depth versus effort right now. And Orlando plays, I'm not going to call it a dirty level of game. They play a very physical, intense, sometimes edgy level of basketball. The Celtics have way more talent, way more depth. That's not my concern. My concern is that they're going to get too injured. Now, on the positive side of things, and Mego will back this up when she joins us at 5 o'clock today to talk Celtics, Magic, and all things NBA postseason. She wrote up at WEEI.com a nice little piece about how Jason Tatum, thanks to this Magic series, is now playing angry. I don't think we've ever seen this intense a Jason Tatum before. And I'm going to be honest, this is what I have been looking from him for years. I love angry Tatum. I love edgy Tatum. I love focused and determined Tatum like this. And if he can keep this streak going, then no, I'm not that concerned, save for the injuries.
Yeah, this is the evolution that I think we've all wanted. I think we all saw begin in that third quarter, that famous or infamous turning point third quarter against the Heat that Ted Johnson and I have beaten like a dead horse throughout the rest of the season. And I do believe you're seeing some emotion in Jason Tatum that is a little out of character. And even I would say Al Horford. You know, I think there is Jaylen Brown has his own emotion that has always ebbed and flowed, and he does it in such a interesting way that you're never really sure if he's fired up or not until he's in somebody's face. He has the same straight face, but he's in somebody's face. You're like, oh, you pushed his button. He's a little angry now. But I do think on the whole, I think Joe Mazzulla is being fueled by this. I mean, he was pissed when he didn't get that timeout. I don't know how the refs missed him. He was basically at midcourt at the three-point line, and somehow they're like, oh, no, we didn't hear you or see you wanting to call timeout before you had the turnover there. But this dogfight to me is good, and I go back to, Fitzy, I know you love to cross sports and you love to talk Patriots. There were times over the years where people would, you know, the Dan Shaughn, oh, another tomato can in the playoffs. They haven't been tested. How do you know if they're any good? Test their mettle. I think this is great. I think this is good for them in the long run, because I'm not sure there's another team that's going to attempt to or be capable of punching them in the mouth, theoretically, the way that the Magic are. This is how the Magic play, right? We talked about all the Terp numbers and stats coming in. You can't shoot threes against them. They're physical. They're going to run at you. They're going to keep it below 100, but they're also going to score below 100. All those things we did. The Knicks aren't going to do that. The Knicks aren't built like that with Towns and Brunson.
That's not how they play. Right. They're just, no, they're not. This is, Andy, you know what this is? This is the basketball version of the longest yard. This is like, I call this series the longest bucket.
Pause.
There's nothing, no innuendo, nothing dirty about the longest basket. You know what I mean? Like, this is like the Celtics haven't played anybody that has basically played West 4th Street basketball with them like this. It's
right.
Crazy. And the refs are swallowing
their
whistles.
Just like Scal versus George the Messiah out on that we
exactly.
saw earlier in the year.
Reference gotten, point taken. Well done.
And Scal, yeah, like exactly. The Celtics, is winning.
Yeah, exactly, which is good. And again, unlocking that new level of Tatum. Please proceed.
So I love where this is going, but there is wear and tear. And if you're worried about future series against younger, hungrier, scrappier teams like Cleveland or certainly OKC in the finals, is there a certain wear and tear that maybe, and maybe not, because the way the NBA playoffs are, you have time to recover and get healthy. It's that, you know, are you injured or are you hurt kind of thing. The bruise for Tatum, does that just recover? But I am enjoying in totality this series and the playoffs in general. I know we talk about NHL playoffs and, oh, postseason hockey is so much better than regular season hockey.
Of course.
I think you're seeing Dan Ball, the puckhead, chimes in.
Just thought I'd add my 2 cents.
But the NBA, if you saw the clip last night of Anthony Edwards just shoving LeBron James up and down the court and getting in his mug, or some of the physicality in these other series, it's not just Magic Celtics. There are fouls that are being... Drew Carter has... I don't know if you've noticed this, Fitzy, on the broadcast. Drew Carter has fallen in love with the idea Derek White was fouled, but they didn't call it. Drew Holiday was fouled. Of course, they didn't call it. Like, he's been calling his own fouls and then acknowledging that the refs are never going to call them. I love it. I absolutely love this style of basketball.
This is his job for him. Oh, he's such a homer.
Well,
he's such a homer.
That's fine. He's on the Celtics broadcast. He flies with them, that type of thing.
And
he should
works
be
next to Scal. Like, he picks some things up after a full year.
But this basketball has been fun. And some of the Celtics, I think, are responding well. Like, I loved the Porzingis hard foul on, I believe, Wendell Carter yesterday. It was after maybe his... Yeah. Shoulder to Derek White, and then he drove, and Porzingis just tomahawked over both of his hands, and I was like, I love this. Like, that's not a dirty play. It's not like he hit him in the head, he's trying to undercut him, he's going to end his career. No, he just tomahawked and then turned and walked away like, yeah, I know I did it, but I'm not going to start a fight here. I love where this is going, and yes, Wendell Carter's been very physical. He kind of did the Grant Williams. He's been putting shoulders in guys' chest and kind of knocking them off their stride. I love it, and I think this is, as you said, Fitzy, it's not just an evolution for Jason Tatum, it's an evolution for this team. Like, I don't think Porzingis is the toughest, most physical player on the planet. This is toughening him up.
No.
And he loves his, as he said, WWE moments. I think this is good for them, and assuming there are no injuries, as you said, there's no lasting injuries coming out of this, I think this makes them better suited to win the title, not worse off like some people may be trying to spin it. I don't know, Adam Jones, Mr. Negativity, he's concerned that they haven't dominated. No, this is good for them. This is good for them, Fitzy.
Yes, this is incredibly good for them. This is called getting battle-tested. This is getting galvanized. This is getting dipped in the river Styx via one bloody forehead, banged-up knee, or hard foul at a time. This is great for the Celtics. No, the Knicks don't play like this. No, the Cavaliers don't play nearly as physical a ball. So this is going to make the Celtics focus. This is going to toughen the Celtics up. This is banging your shins when you're doing kickboxing so that you deaden them up a little bit and you're a harder, tougher, nastier fighter. This is getting knocked down. This is getting bloodied, or at least stammering in the third round going, oh, I just tasted my own blood. How about that? This is how this is going to be. All right, good. And yeah, the NBA playoffs on the whole have been a little bit more eye-opening. I haven't had many eyes on the NHL playoffs, quite honestly, because I'll pay attention when it's the Stanley Cup, and the Bruins are about as far from that as I am from Bangkok right now. But, man, I got to tell you, like, I love the way the Celtics are responding. Was I surprised yesterday went 91-91 and it was like in the balance in the fourth? A little bit. Did they play like crap on Friday night, embarrassingly putting up 11 points in the third? Absolutely. But if you can't get behind how elite Jason Tatum was yesterday and what a rousing team effort that was, then we're watching two different basketballs right now.
And don't get me wrong. If that game had played out differently and 91-91 turned into a, you know, 103-100 Magic win and this was a 2-2 series, I would have a totally different tone today, because then you're in a dogfight for your survival. You're in a dogfight to advance the next round. But it isn't. Like, I can't yell at you for something that didn't play out. They closed out the game. They finished a tough, clutch game with Jason Tatum. They are up 3-1. And the other thing, for someone like me that doesn't always love the way they play, they only hit 9 3-pointers. Nine, Mrs. Bueller.
And that's love it. Also because the Magic contest them so much.
Correct.
Like this is sort of like...
But they hate that. Missoula hates it. You know they hate
tough.
It.
Then you got to adjust. You got to learn to adapt, baby.
And they win. They win. I wasn't always sure that they could win that style of basketball game. If you tell me they're going to be in single digits in three-pointers, they shoot 60 effing threes a game during the regular season. That's how they win games. And early, I thought yesterday, they were intentionally trying to loft up some early threes. They weren't really hitting them. And then they adjusted. And my guy, JB, we got to work him into the conversation. I thought he was nice at the elbow jumper in the third quarter. I thought, you know, I think Scal brought it up. It was sort of Jaylen Brown in the third, Jason Tatum in the fourth. You close out the game, you get the victory. And so I thought they showed a different way to win, which they haven't been forced to do very often. They haven't in the regular season, certainly not much at all. And this is a bad matchup. All the numbers told us this was a bad matchup, right? All the Missoula losing record over 2 years and the record and the three-pointers and Peyton Pritchard can't even shoot. He doesn't get any threes off against the Magic and blah, blah, blah. Like, we knew that there'd been some struggles, some because they didn't play their starters, some because Jason Tatum doesn't play and has missed some games. But they've showed that they can just flat out play a different style. If you want to muck it up, they're mucking it up and they're up 3-1 and they're ready to move on and face the Knicks.
And the Knicks series is going to be a completely different series altogether because
sweep.
The Knicks score. Oh, it's not going to be a sweep.
It's going to be a sweep. I'm telling you.
No, the Knicks will finally.
Knicks are going to try to score with you. They think they can score. They're not going to play defense. The Celtics are going to come out, shoot their threes, run up and down the floor, score more than you, and it's going to be 4-0. They're going to play nine games in the first two rounds of the playoffs. 8-1 record.
Stop. No way. No, listen.
Where's my Homer horn?
Brunson might go for like 46 and one with Towns getting 30. And they'll beat the Celtics when Derek White sadly misses a game-tying or a game-winning three, or, you know, Tatum isn't able to sink a baseline shot. You know, the elbow jumper from your boy doesn't work out. And that's okay. I honestly think the Knicks will finally steal one, and they'll do the same that the Magic did foolishly after game three, or that Philadelphia did 6 years ago and dropped confetti from the ceiling, and New York City will turn into the greatest street party since freaking New Year's Eve in Times Square. That's fine. Good for them. I am now more convinced than ever. It is about just being healthy enough to deal with the comportment of Cleveland's talents, because that is the series that we all can't wait for and that is going to be the greatest challenge for the Celtics.
413 checking in on the 617-779-7937 text and call line. If you want to join the conversation, feel free to phone us or text us. 413 says, don't care if it's the playoffs. It's an awful product. Okay, that tells me you either hate basketball, which is fine. You don't have to love every sport. I love whatever. Or you're not watching. Because if you think it's a terrible product and you've watched this series, it is absolutely not a terrible product. These games have been theatrical. They've been gritty. There is angst. I mean, we had flagrant fouls by the Magic in three straight games. You had blood and stitches. You had your top three Celtics players being injured by the Magic. You've had Al Horford wanting to fight people. Jason Tatum wanting to fight people. Usually the mild-mannered version of the Celtics. If you haven't enjoyed the competitive level of this series, I don't think you're watching or you don't like basketball. Because
there's a lot of people that are like, just like the 413 garbage product texter. They're just like, the Celtics, they're supposed to be so great. They hung a banner last year and they're supposed to repeat. How come they're not just blowing this team away? Like, why am I wasting my time? Why'd they have to come back for game five? A, it's bonus basketball. So you're welcome, everybody. You should be enjoying it. B, How about thinking about the pizza chains and the bars and the souvenir sellers and the trash bag t-shirt guys that get a game five out of this series, which is extra fun, and it's going to be a beautiful spring night tomorrow night. So you should celebrate all of it and see. Let's go back to what we were talking about when we launched at 2:03 p.m. This team is getting tougher. This is going to make your Boston Celtics a better team for the next series, the long haul, and hopefully the raising of said Banner 19.
And 413, I'm sure you discount all the close Patriots Super Bowls, the tough playoff matchups.
Oh, no, they blow them away every time.
Like, I mean, the Rams Super Bowl, which sucked, was a punt fest for most of the game, or those Ravens playoff games where they were hooking, you know, tooth and nail down. I almost said hook and ladder. That would have made no sense there. Tooth and nail down to the wire, missed field goals. Those don't count. Except everybody tells me they have six Super Bowl titles and they weren't always blowouts and dominations. I love this basketball that's being played. I think the Celtics will be better off for it as they advance in the postseason.